I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Warning. This show contains strong language and content that some people may find offensive. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised.
Doug! Doug!
Yeah! Get over here!
Hey, how's it going? Hey!
I can answer that. For everybody in this arena, the Compaq Center, that is, home of the Houston Rockets, it was going just about as great as it could possibly go. It was another Enron product launch party. The third of the year, and it was only April. This party was for us, our team. Enron Broadband Services were celebrating the official opening of trading on Enron's very own high-speed fiber optic network, the backbone of internet traffic. So who were all these people cheering for? Themselves. Yeah, kinda. Enron? Kinda that too. The share price was nearly at $80, up from $40 back in January. So yeah, these people were pretty happy about that. They were rich and getting richer. But they weren't just workers. They were disciples, waiting for their Messiah.
All right, put your fucking hands together, Enronites, for your CEO, Mr. Jeff fucking Skillster!
Skillster! The skills to pay the bills! Woo! All right!
See what I mean?
Hello?
Transfer required. See email.
Morris, is that Morris Cap? Hello? Excuse me. Sorry. Okay, come on.
Can weather be traded? Of course it can. Enron is the key player in the weather derivative market. Through Enron Online, a cutting-edge web-based transaction system that allows buyers and sellers to buy, sell, and trade commodity products globally. Natural gas and electricity? Sure, but we have 500 other products, including credit derivatives, bankruptcy swaps, pulp, plastics, paper, steel, TV commercial time, and you guessed it, weather derivatives. Here at Enron, we go.
Yo, Jimbo!
Yeah, in a sec, Doug. Not now. Not now. Okay. What? 170 million too.
Y-
Yo, Earthworm Jim.
Just a second, Doug. I really need to file this.
He's a fucking working machine. They all are. They all are, man. The Koreans are the same. It's the parenting, right? Don't you think it's the parenting?
I mean, it's hard to say.
Yeah, hard to say. Hard to say.
Okay, cool. Done.
Yang Man, this is the Arthur Anderson team.
Are we being audited?
Fuck no! Jesus! They're moving into the building! You guys could be accounting buddies.
Our auditors are moving in with us? Isn't that a little cozy?
You're damn right. This is Martin.
Hey.
He's the big boss man, right, Marty? Then there's... Oh, shit, I forgot your name, dude. Mike. Mike, this is Mike. Hey. And then this is Max. A lot of M's. That is so crazy. That's crazy shit. And this is Pandora. Is that spelled with a silent M?
Oh. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Good to meet you, pal.
Hey.
Hey.
Tell them about yourself, man.
Okay. So, yeah, I am the finance manager for EBS. I oversee end-to-end finance operations. Balance sheet reconciliations, which I'm sure you guys are familiar. I do financial planning. Like, if a manager is not sure about a project or a client, I can plan, so when we have a new deal, for example.
Jim looked after about $1 billion last year.
Wow.
It's not like, that's just the volume going in and out of the, that's not like me.
Blockbuster falls into our lap, and this guy gets us $100 million out of it.
Right, yeah.
The future, folks, right in this guy's hands.
I don't know about that. I'm just a small cog in the whole big machine.
It's the small things, man. It's the small things. They change everything, right? Right? Like that fucking studio light on 60 Minutes. I think about that shit all the time. We could have had no Clinton, right?
I don't really know what you mean, but...
Come on, the fucking studio light in 92 on 60 Minutes. Right, so they give the Clintons a slot right after the Super Bowl on 60 Minutes because, guess what? He's some nobody politician who's been sticking his dick where he shouldn't, right? Surprise, surprise, right?
Jennifer Flowers, right? The reporter?
Thank you, exactly. He's banging some TV reporter out in Little Rock or whatever. The dude is finished. He's going to get roasted on 60 Minutes right after the Super Bowl in front of 30 million people or whatever. Studio light goes pop halfway through the interview, and the whole rig falls down onto Bill and Hillary. They freak out, and he hugs her, right?
Yeah, and he pulls her out the way, rubs her back, and is whispering to her and stuff.
Like asking her if she's all right, holding on to her. It's all this mushy shit. Everybody falls in love with them. Everybody. Boom! Then we get Clinton. The small things.
So who won the game?
Hmm?
In 92.
Redskins, man. Bill's second of the three fuck-ups. Losers. So, this way over here is the sales team for broadband. Sales guys, bring it in. I want to introduce you.
Fiber purchasing?
Hi.
Sorry, they're probably secret documents.
There's no secrets from the auditors, right?
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like this is all I've been doing for a month, you know?
What's that?
The fiber purchasing. Fiber acquisition, working with PGE managers on the packages for further rollouts on behalf of EBS. Some short term, for various facilities like we have in Vegas. Then some fiber projects that aren't needed just yet, but...
How come they're not needed? Isn't everybody in America on the internet?
Clearly you've never been to my hometown.
Right. Yeah, no.
I guess it's for scale. Long-term scale.
Enron seeing into the future again, huh?
Right, yeah. So you, you're a thing, auditor. What's life like at Arthur Anderson? I had an internship there when I was, like, 23. Oh, no, maybe I was 22. No, what? Was I 22 or 23?
You're gonna be better with numbers than that to work for us, Jim.
That's funny. I was 23. Sorry.
So, your hometown? Where nobody has the internet?
Hmm?
Where's that?
Oh, that's Roby. Roby, Texas.
I mean, come on. Look at that.
Wow. It is actually beautiful.
I told you it was beautiful.
No, but like, it actually is beautiful.
Our beautiful boy on our beautiful farmstead.
It's not a farmstead. It's a ranch. Retirement money. Decades of hard work right there.
It's great. You deserve it.
My back, my hip, my darn shoulder, my lungs, my heart. All right there in our ranch. When you don't have a brain like yours, you have to sacrifice your body. And in return, you get this. A piece of God's earth in the greatest country in the world.
It's cool. I'm super proud.
My body and that brain of yours, that helped us. Ain't no doubt in that.
Come on, I don't have
Without our Enron shares, Jim, we'd never have touched that money. But we got a whole new fund all because of you. How often is it that you get given a second nest egg at our age, huh?
Of course. Yeah. Yeah.
And it just keeps going up and up. I checked it this morning and it's $82. Did you know that, Jim? Jim? Enron shares.
I did. I did know that. Yeah. So, do you have retirement savings?
A little.
So what do you have?
Enron, honey.
Right. Right.
Your boys were out at the creek with that cable.
It's just a phone cable, Dad.
It's fiber. Optical fiber.
I seriously doubt it, Dad.
Maud, we're heading to the creek.
Dad, no. Come on.
Larry, don't be so stupid.
I'm not the one being stupid here. Come on, Jim boy. Hop in.
I'm telling you, Dad, it's fiber.
What'd I tell you?
Where does it run to?
Al said it was headed to Fort Worth. Then it runs through Roby up to Seagraves.
Then where?
Nowhere. They just left it there, near the state border.
It terminates in Seagraves? That's like 2,000 people.
I'd say more like 1,500.
What? This is insane.
It's infrastructure, son.
It's not. This is expensive shit. It can't. This is supposed to be running between major terminals, dealing with huge traffic. Not in Fisher County, Texas.
You'll watch the cursing when you're around us, Jim Nixon. Is that clear?
Yeah, that's clear, Dad. That's, yeah, clear. Sorry.
You believe your dad now, huh? I told you. You said it was a phone cable, and I said it was fiber.
Dad, it's important that... It's important that you and Mom and, well, you don't go all in.
All in on what?
On, well, anything, really, I guess. Look, markets and companies are not always, they're not always what they, from the outside, they look...
You're blabbering.
You're right. Okay.
About the cable.
Yes, about the stupid cable, but your ranch, your savings. You've given everything that you have for that money. I want to discuss diversifying your portfolio away from just Enron. It's the smart thing to do. There's lots of exciting companies out there that have...
Heck.
What are you doing?
We gotta head back. Come on.
Dad, I'm trying to give you some advice.
It'll have to wait. I don't want to miss the draft. Get in, Jim.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh. Hey. Hey, is anyone in the office? There's a cell phone. Hello? Oh. Hi, this is Cora Campbell's phone.
Hey, hold on. A guy answered.
A guy?
Yeah, you want to take it?
Hey, who is this?
It's me. It's Jim.
Oh, shit, of course. It's in the office. I'll be right up. Stay there.
Okay.
Somebody's burning the midnight oil.
Midnight oil or midnight gas? What would you prefer? Want to check the prices on Enron Online?
Well, I guess under the CTFC's energy order that exempts individually negotiated derivative transactions with current markets, I guess I'd say gas.
On a long-term contract to hedge your risk.
Sure. There's your cell. I didn't know it was there until you called it.
Sure, but if I see some new high score on Snake, I'll know it was you. Busy?
Yeah. You?
I'm heading out.
Right, cool. Is it a big Paragon blowout with ECT?
Blow being the operative word, right? No, it's, just headed to the movies.
Ah. What are you gonna see?
Well, not Aaron Brockovich, because that would make it my third time, and that's just sad.
You've seen it twice.
Shut up, it's amazing. Yeah, so tonight it's Final Destination.
Final Destination? I don't know that one.
It's this movie, like a horror. No, not a horror, actually. It's like, it's a thriller. It's like some guy or a bunch of kids, like, escape death somehow. Like, they're meant to be dead, but they avoid it somehow. So then, like, the universe is out of balance or something, and death is, like, coming for them.
Okay. Wow. What's that called again?
Final Destination.
Final Destination.
You okay?
Me?
No, the cleaning lady down the hall. Yeah, you.
Yeah, I'm good. All good. You good? You cool?
Yeah, I guess I'm fine. If this is out of line, then whatever, I don't care. But I've worked really hard to be able to talk to you, like, properly. And, like, I don't know. Have I done something?
Have you done something? You haven't done anything.
Your mood, dude.
I said I'm good.
Whether you want me to or not, Jim, I know you, okay? I'm fluent in Jim Yang, right? I can read you.
It's just work stuff.
Whatever.
I promise.
Great, cool promise. Let's pinky swear and everything will be cool, yeah?
Cora, look, I'm sorry. I want to talk too.
Then talk.
I am talking.
Don't treat me like I'm your coworker, okay? You may want that, but I don't. You can at least acknowledge shit.
I do acknowledge shit. I think about shit all the time, actually.
Don't.
No, Cora.
I'm fucking serious. Don't. Have a good night.
Enjoy the movie.
Yeah. Let's not do this. Okay?
I know. I agree. I agree.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Cora, have you been working on fiber purchasing?
Jim, you don't have to do small talk.
No, I'm serious.
Okay.
Fiber purchasing. Do you work on any of that?
Fiber cable? Yeah, everybody does.
Right.
Why?
You know the fiber optic market is completely collapsed, right? Nobody is buying fiber, apart from us.
Because we got deeper pockets, right?
95% of it is dark.
Dark?
Dark, as in not online. Fiber optic cable uses light to transfer data. All of it, nearly all of it, is dark.
Jim.
And I've literally seen cases where it doesn't even have any destination or function. It's just...
Jim, it is not your job to understand.
But it...
You need to relax, okay?
Don't you get... It's Texas, right? It's deregulated. They're just... They run miles and miles of cable just to brag about their miles and... The memo, remember? The memo about the amount of fiber optic cable, Cora? It's dark. It's not doing anything. It's dark.
It's dark out there too, Jim. Maybe it's time to get some sleep, yeah?
As you requested,
streaming rich media over the internet is now a reality with e-powered MediaCast from Enron Communications via their local service provider partner. No more waiting for files to download. No more long buffering delays and interrupted streams. No more mono audio. No more thumbnail size video. Enron Communications, the first new world network application provider, has built a state-of-the-art distributed server network optimized to deliver rich media to your desktop.
Fuck! Jesus,
no, he did.
A coffee. I said you could buy me a coffee.
Well, you know what coffee can lead to.
Hi, I'd like a beer. A beer, please. And a shot, actually. Vodka. Can we change the station, please? Thank you. Final destination. Death stalking the ones that escaped it. I felt like the whole world was reflecting my ordeal right back at me. If it wasn't The Matrix or Fight Club, it was something new, something I hadn't even seen. It was like a nasty trick some pissed god was playing on me, all 'cause I messed with his plan. As if I wasn't suffering enough already.
Jesus.
That New Year's Eve moment Cora and I had, that millennium limbo, couldn't have felt any further away. It was almost like a dream, the recollection of which was slipping away the more I woke. I was fucking miserable.
Oh,
Evening, sunshine.
I was fucking desperate. Is she gonna die?
Who?
This Pandora girl.
Yes.
When?
Don't worry, you still got time to fuck her.
How long do I have with her?
We can't say.
Great. Great.
Go get her, Romeo.
Fiber, Sten.
Mm-hmm.
How are these bandwidth trades happening if the lines are dark?
They're liars, Jim. They're lying to the market, and they're lying to you. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, right. My parents, a lot of people have money in these guys. When is this all going to go down?
You want a winning lottery ticket too there, Jim? They're liars. They're lying to the market. They're lying to you. That's
all I need to know.
That's all you need to know. Oh, and Jim?
Yeah?
Turn up the TV. Your old friend is making a big move.
What? Wait, Staten, hello? Excuse me. Excuse me, could we turn up the TV, please?
It's the sixth round, son.
Can you just turn, please?
All right, Jesus. You got a buddy in there or something, pal?
Yeah, something like that. Holy shit.
Boom starred Aki Katabi as Jim Yang, Meg Kavanaugh as Cora Campbell, Mike Capizola as Doug Martinez, Gabriela Garcia as Pandora, and Amari Douglas as Staten. Boom is a Stack production in association with Holy Smokes. Directed by Adam Jarrell and written by Joel Emery. Sound design by Adam Jarrell and Tom Wally. Music supervisor, Ewan Dance. Executive producers, Adam Jarrell, Luke Moore, and John Teague. Producers for Stack, Charlie Morgan and Finn Ranson. Boom is dedicated in loving memory to Lucinda Shaw.
Is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.